This is you getting to know the real.
It is a fresh new week, everybody.
Pew, pew.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello there, Biatchez.
Hello, sir.
So formal.
Holly's back.
Hi.
Yay. We're so happy to have her back. We did miss you. And the gang's all here, which is great because Holly took the week off and so did the Herp trial.
Yes. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Well, they're back in court. And it turns out this morning started with a hot steaming pile of something. Right, Bradley?
It did. I would like to put on my correspondent hat. Please play my music.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Bradley Trainer, official correspondent for the Herp trial. It's Johnny Depp and Amber Heard appearing nightly on Nowhere. That's a new streaming service that I'm part of. And no, I did want to tell you what's coming this week, but mostly I'm here to talk about the dog's business.
Like, literally, the dog's business.
That's because, originally I was going to give you this, like, heads up. Oh, I heard something interesting last week, but also here's what we have to look forward to this week. And then, breaking news, Amber Heard testifies about doo-doo in bed.
Okay, so, just so everybody's clear, this is the thing that we have been the most interested in.
Yeah, clearly.
Which shocks exactly zero people.
Zero people. Yeah, we really just stepped in it, if you ask me. About 8:23 in the Pacific, which is about 10:23 on our end, Amber testified about the incident in question. Mm-hmm. And what I would like to do...
I think what you meant to say is the fecal matter.
Now, Brad, I'm going to need your help on
this.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Because what I'm hearing from Ms. Amber Heard on the stand is discussing the word couch.
Okay, so here's what I know. If you scroll down to... See, what TMZ does is keep a running tab of what's actually happening. But underneath that live stream, there is another video. And it's about, let's see, 2 minutes and 33 seconds in that you could play, okay, or should be able to play the video of Amber Heard talking about the doo-doo in question.
This is called on-air production.
And no worries. If that doesn't work, I'll tell you exactly what she said. Because again, what we're talking about is the story that, well, you don't have to take my word for it. The media has been obsessed with because we're all juvenile, but also because it's just like one of the sort of twists and turns of a celebrity divorce story that no one was expecting. I mean, Saturday Night Live was lampooning this particular...
Lampooning
this particular segment.
You guys just can't stop stepping in it, can you?
No.
But she... You know, what Amber Heard did, and if we get to hear her, great. But if not, I can just tell you that...
Oh, we're going to be able to get to hear her.
Oh, good. Okay, because what I think... the audience wants to know is, like, what's the actual doo-doo story? So, Colleen, while we're waiting, mm-hmm, do you want to just set up what she is being accused of and why she would even be talking about it once she is on the stand?
Well, I mean, she literally is talking about poo in the marital bed. The story, as Johnny Depp has told it when he had his time on the stand, actually, I think it was his bodyguard, there was an incident where literally she left town and left behind some materials in the marital bed. And there was some question as to where it came from and who pooed it there.
Stop.
And
stop it.
Anywho,
any poo. We're just going to get, just FYI for the audience, we're going to get this all out in one segment.
I think. Yes,
hefty
we will.
Segment.
Yeah.
And
we're just going to push it all out.
And then it'll be done. I can't wait for the emails. But yeah, Johnny Depp alleged, Colleen, thank you, that she did this in the bed.
Dude, this.
And the response to that was, no, this was the dogs. This is Johnny Depp's dog that did this. Johnny Depp has a Yorkie who apparently has some issues. And I can tell you what those issues were, but I have a hard time believing, because we have photographic evidence, and by all accounts, it was a large experience in the bed.
It was the size of the Yorkie.
Yeah, the Yorkie did not... Anyway, the bodyguard, I think it was a bodyguard of Johnny Depp's, said that it was a prank gone wrong. that's what he had been told by Amber Heard.
This is a game of Clue.
Yeah.
Seriously?
It really is. But Amber, for the first time, addressed the issue to her attorney today in open court. Do we have that chunk?
Yeah.
That nugget?
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Did you commit any kind of prank?
Absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not.
And why would that not be something you would do?
First of all, I don't think that's funny. I don't know what grown woman does. I was not also in a pranking mood. My life was falling apart. I was at a crossroads in my life. I was really serious, and I had just been attacked on my 30th birthday by my violent husband, with whom I was desperately in love and knew I needed to leave. It was not really a jovial time, and I don't think that's funny, period. That's disgusting.
So that was like her terse, like point blank, like, I did not do. I did not do it. That's disgusting. No grown woman would ever, you know, do that. But I will say, like, okay, I still, if you listen to, there's a previous part of the conversation where they're talking about this. And again, this is her, Amber Heard, on the stand with her lawyer asking mm-hmm. questions. Johnny's lawyer is in the background, like sort of stopping anytime they get into things that she doesn't want them to talk about. But essentially, it's Amber Heard having her turn at this particular story. And she blames it on the dog and says that the dog was fed or ate Johnny Depp's weed at some point when it was young. And that ever since it has had IBS. So it's had irritable bowel syndrome. And so they always had to like clean up after the dog.
Okay.
But again, that's her account.
Yeah.
So take it for what you will. Sure. But it sounds very like, I would just be like, where is this coming from? Right? Like, if I were Amber Heard, I think I would be saying, like, why? Like, what? Where does this story come from? Why this story? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, why is Johnny Depp trying to say that this is something that not only happened, but that I did? Those are the questions I would
have.
Well,
yes, me too. Also, I can't help but take a step back and look at all the legal experts who spent a lot of money to go to prestigious schools in order to litigate cases in court, and they are spending a lot of time focusing on who pooped in the bed.
Yeah.
And I just think, I wonder if they go home at night and just shake their head.
Well, also,
I can't believe this is what it's come to.
What does this do for either of their cases? But also the mystery of the dog do, again, I'm over here with my own, you know, detective show. Mm-hmm. If she says the dog did it in the bed and then she left for town, were you not going to clean up after it?
Right.
Like,
right. That's a good point right
and
there,
she
Bradley.
Says it was her. By the way, in just to sort of tie this bow up and then tell me what you think. But at the end of this conversation she's having with her attorney, she says, well, I also was not expecting Johnny Depp to come home because this was my house. Even though he owned it, I essentially, whenever we were fighting, this is the house that I lived in. So why would I take a big experience in the bed if I had no expectation that Johnny Depp was coming home? But to me, it's simply to say, if that is your home, why would you leave town with that happening?
Yeah, if you are so sure that it was the dog that did it, that means that you saw that happen, right? Or that you were present for that. If you can point the dog as the poopetrator, then you still just grabbed your stuff and headed out for Coachella?
Yeah.
And didn't notify
anybody? I guess you could say she was like, hey, clean this up, cleaners. I mean, I don't know.
But instead she was like, deuces.
Okay. Literally, this is the story that still, both sides have talked about this story. There is no resolution whatsoever.
No.
Does this mean a hill of beans in the trial overall? Well, remember, the trial is that she, Amber Heard, defamed Johnny Depp. I'm not sure. I guess that goes to what kind of mindset she was in, that she was willing to go to the bathroom in the bed that she was unstable,
yeah.
that she was, you know, willing to go to extremes to make a point. But regardless of what the motivation were, I don't know why we're still talking about
it. Well, and what is interesting about it is you can see how they know. So we've talked about this a lot. There are two cases being argued at the same time. There is what is actually happening in the courtroom. And then there is the case that is being argued before the court of public opinion. And they clearly know that there is something to this story in order to be spending the amount of time they are on it, because you can also hear on from each of them how they are trying to also shoehorn some part of the story that they want the public to hear in it.
Yeah.
Namely, in this case, she takes great pains to point out that the dog at one point got into Johnny Depp's weed stash. So again, painting him as an irresponsible drug user, etc. All of these things are all present in the telling of that story. And I'm not saying, I want to be clear, I don't know what the truth is. But what I am saying is each of them has a perspective that they want us to see of the other person.
Yeah.
And they are making sure that they hit all of their marks.
And here's what I know. One of them is lying.
Yeah.
One of them, like, logically, one of them has to be lying.
Maybe both of them are lying.
That's true, but at least one of them.
At least one is lying.
At least one of them is lying. I will say again, Johnny Depp said, that was too big for my dog to produce. And he said, it looked like it was from a human, and that, quote, it was so outside, so bizarre, and so grotesque, I could only laugh. Then Starling Jenkins, who worked as a driver for Johnny around the time of Coachella, claimed Amber Heard had told him that she was involved in a prank gone wrong. But Amber, of course, says she wasn't in a pranking mood. She was ready to leave her husband. So that's where it's game, set, match. I don't know, like, public opinion, to your point, you know, bringing up that there are two trials. I don't know who's doing better as far as the jury's concerned in terms of believability. I am no closer to understanding who is more believable in this particular case, right? Like, I think they both have agendas, and I think they both have an image that they're trying to get across. As for, like, truthfully, who's being more, what's the word? Who's being more persuasive? Oh, man, I am having a hard time with that.
Because I think the answer can be neither.
Yeah. I don't think either of them is being particularly persuasive.
Yeah. Well, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Holly Roberts
who
is going to...
That's the last one. You want to do one more? Get it out.
Yeah, do it now.
I mean,
squeeze it out.
No, you guys, I'm having it's a little bit harder than you think. need fiber. When we come back,
maybe you can. Okay,
stop it. When we come back, we're gonna flush it now. Okay, when we back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Holly Roberts is gonna bring us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
The beautiful Holly Roberts is here with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert.
Hi, Halls.
Hi. The Billboard Music Awards happened last night from Las Vegas, Nevada in the MGM Grand Hotel. And the big winner of the night, who won the top artist of the year? Well, that went to Drake. Congratulations, Drake.
Congrats.
Yes.
Drake.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Did you guys dip in at all and see any of it?
No.
No.
There's nothing like that show to make me feel older.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at fashions from the Billboard Music Awards over on Instagram, and I was like, don't know that person, don't know that person. Maybe I know that person. I don't know. Who's that?
I know, right?
But some of the winners, I think, that we're all going to be familiar with, including Olivia Rodrigo. She won Top Female Artist and Top New Artist.
No surprise.
Yeah, no surprise there. She had a big year of 2021. Top duo or group went to BTS. Top Billboard 200 artist, Taylor Swift. Olivia Rodrigo winning a number of other awards, including top streaming song artist and top Hot 100 artist.
It's a lot of artists. I am so old when it comes to music. Like, I need to just spend an afternoon, like, reconnecting with contemporary music.
Well, good thing for all the people who liked pop music back in 1966, the Rolling Stones won Top Tour for their No Filter tour.
Still kicking and stretching.
That's right. Mick and Keefe doing their thing. Yes. Winning awards.
I will tell you guys, I did tune in like halfway through Travis Scott's performance, and it just was a reminder of how forcefully P. Diddy really wanted him to perform. And basically told everybody, shut up, he's going to perform.
Yeah.
Because I am in charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there he was performing. And I thought, I don't know, given the news. Oh, Holly, and you probably missed a whole lot of stuff. But given the news that came out on Friday about the suit he's now facing for the wrongful death of the baby, which a woman was carrying, like, inside of her. She was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she fell during the melee at his concert. I mean, I just don't know that I'd maybe not do that to yesterday.
Sure. So Diddy was the executive producer.
Could you be more clear?
I just, you know, I feel like maybe I'd be like, I'm going to not do that. And but he did.
It's
but,
not the best timing.
It's just terrible timing.
Yeah. So Diddy was the executive producer and the host of the Billboard Music Awards. And clearly, Colleen, from what I'm hearing from you, was that he was doing his job.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you all be quiet. I'm in charge.
Okay. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox were at the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm going to explode.
It's a lot.
Oh, I was just going to tell you, Colleen, you know, you're wearing a jumpsuit today to work.
Oh, girl.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Stay tuned for the D-bag segment.
God. It's, and I know.
Wow.
I did not overshare. Two. They love to overshare. Let's just put it that
way. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Also, okay, sorry. Now I'm taking over your dirt alert. I don't mean to do this, but I also saw his performance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm his audience.
Oh my God, of course not. When did you ever think you were?
I mean,
were?
I didn't, but I really am not. Whoa. And he called her his wife.
Yeah.
And she apparently was crying, and none of us understand because there's secret messages in his song.
Well,
Twin
yeah, and
Flames.
They're vampires, remember? And they cut each other so they can drink each other's blood. I mean, not like in a creepy way, according to
right,
Megan.
Right.
In a like totally normal
blood drinky way.
Yeah. But remember, actual vampires
yes.
came out of their coffins to say to Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, please be doing this safely.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't know if you are.
Yes.
So if the actual vampires are coming out and talking about you
in broad daylight.
Look, yeah, I mean,
literally risking death again.
Oh gosh.
Ugh. Mm-mm. All right.
Like
well,
a stake through the heart.
Here's the deal about Megan Fox and her jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I'm just going to give you the headline.
Yeah, do it. Go.
And then we're going to talk about it later.
Because they did.
Yeah. Megan Fox told her stylist that she cut a hole in her jumpsuit to, quote, have sex with Machine Gun Kelly. So if you want, you know.
Which tells you that, you know, they're really horny. Fine. Okay. Overshare. But whatever.
Yeah, but
you crazy kids. But also during the Billboard Music Awards, like at what point did that happen?
It was an after experience because it was a different jumpsuit than what she was wearing there.
Right. So it wasn't like backstage. She just couldn't, you know, resist.
Contain herself. No, yeah. I think this is an after party experience.
Okay, great.
Yep. So happy to be back. Kim Kardashian is covering the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue this year in a bikini. Now, Page Six is running with a headline. It's a nude bikini, making you want to go and investigate this. No, but this is just, you know, the descriptor of the color of the bikini.
Mm-hmm.
So she's also writing a letter to her younger self.
Oh, I cannot wait to read that.
Dear younger self, good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
More
Thanks
of
for
that.
Making me famous.
Yeah. In her letter to her younger self in Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue.
None of those words made
Kim
sense.
Kim Kardashian wrote, it's easy to say, just ignore the criticism. But another thing you learn is that at some point it will click in your head that it's not about you anymore.
Hmm.
It's about family. It's about helping other people. For years, you'll be putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm.
I just love the stories.
But you're going to become a more private person.
I also
pose almost naked.
What? A more private person that has shared literally every inch of her outsides and plenty of her insides over decades.
Yeah.
Or decade-ish. Decades.
Yeah.
It's probably been 20 years.
But she said getting the actual narrative, the truth, isn't by engaging, but by doing.
No.
What's the... Is engaging not doing?
That didn't even make sense.
No, it didn't make sense. You can go buy the Sports Illustrated
swimsuit
edition.
I'm not going to, but thank you for the invitation.
I can't be picking that up at my local newsstand.
I'm not going to hightail it to Schindler's
my Discovery and my Popular Mechanics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't you pick up a copy of Closer magazine while you're at it? Now, that's more
is it
my
Closer?
Speed,
right? Or is it Closer? You know
we
what
are getting closer to Closer.
You know what we're not getting anymore?
Huh.
Okay. Because
yeah,
that magazine
true.
Went bye-bye.
Meh. Holly, thank you for that dirt alert.
Thank you.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, Holly Roberts is going to bring us some pop culture mysteries to solve. She does that in the form of blind items. She gives them to us. Bradley and I try to solve them. Stay tuned for that. Play the home game after this on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Well, we've got some pop culture mysteries to solve right here on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yolo.
And we do that in the form of blind items. Holly has selected them for us. She brings them to us. We try to solve them in a segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Woo, it's a hot new week of celebrity gossip mysteries.
Yes, queen.
Let's solve this first one. A little warm up, a little appetizer.
Okay.
This illiterate talk show host is said to be shopping for a 9-figure podcast deal. But she's only being offered 10% of that.
Oh, Wendy Williams. Yikes.
Yeah, so Wendy Williams is said to be shopping for a 9-figure podcast deal, but she's only being offered 10% of that. Which, hey, you know.
I mean, 10%, nice I'll take 10% of that 9 figures. Also, I think the streaming or the podcast service she wanted that big paycheck from was Spotify.
Mm. Ah, interesting. How did you know that?
Because there was a story about it last week, I think, about her
knocking on their door,
saying that she wanted a 9-figure Spotify deal, and people were like, "That's maybe not. I don't. You know?
Wow.
Okay. 9-figure podcast deal is a big thing. I'm not saying Wendy Williams couldn't afford
couldn't get that.
But I think right now there's a lot of questions about. I mean. On the heels of losing her show,
right?
I imagine Spotify would have some questions.
Well, I would also like to point out that for the majority of the past, I'm going to say 4 years, I think she's been off the air more than she's been on the air for different, you know, hiatus she has taken for various ailments, et cetera, that we were not privy to. So I don't know that anybody's going to be too excited about giving her all of the money on the front end of a deal without knowing if she's going to be able to actually show up.
I mean, that said, when she's ready and able, I mean,
by all means.
Yeah.
I want to hear some stuff. What else you got in that bag of tricks there, Holly?
Blinded by the item.
Woo! Let's pull out this one. Here we go. NT lawyer wrote a blind item about the former A-list Disney actor turned A-list adult actor and his use of steroids and his loves of plastic surgery procedures. And the next day, the publicist said he is ill, which is responsible. Uh-huh.
Zac Efron, but I need you to explain
that. Yeah, we're going to need some elaboration on our boyfriend.
Yeah, well, apparently NT lawyer had a blind item last week. About Zac Efron, his use of steroids, and his love of plastic
surgery. Oh, I noticed you didn't bring that, Bradley
Trainer.
No,
I purposely didn't. Because I did not want to accept it.
Well, that's what NT Lawyer wrote about last week. And the minute that blind item was published, Zac Efron's publicist was like, "Now he's sick. He's just feeling a little under the weather."
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because Firestarter came out last week.
Yes.
So we had a little bit of Zac Efron news. You can stream it now on Peacock.
I can't wait.
Are either of you going to actually watch that?
I probably actually will, but I'll be honest, I never watched the first one.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Firestarter fan, and this is just not my... I don't know.
Well, you're just... Because he's going to be fully clothed the whole time. He's like bringing the daddy energy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed to Zac Efron daddy energy, but...
I feel like it's more father energy in this movie.
I'm just not getting good... I'm not hearing good things.
No, it's actually, let me just read you the headline from the Daily Beast. Firestarter is a sign that Zac Efron needs to call his agent immediately.
Aww.
Here's another one. Oh. Another clumsy, dispiriting notch in Stephen King's belt.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, let's all give a good old positive energy vibe to Zac Efron in his Three Men and a Baby reboot.
Oh, gosh.
When's that happening?
Not sure.
Is Steve Guttenberg going to be in it?
I hope so.
What's he up to? What is Steve Guttenberg doing?
It's a great question. Get on the Googs.
Okay, I'm going to hit the Googs. Let's get another blind item in there.
Blinded by the item.
You may have read this last week, but that's okay. We're going to revisit it and confirm it. Maybe it's new to you. Let's solve. The A-minus list reality star with side job still doesn't have 20 more pounds to lose. She's done. Mm-hmm. She just has a product she's going to sell you, and when you can't lose 20 pounds, you will feel bad about yourself and wonder why you can't be like her when it's always been a lie.
Kylie Jenner. Did you say that was confirmed?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We actually did that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that woman.
Yeah, so Kylie Jenner, she claims to have 20 pounds to lose, but that is a lie. She's only saying that because she has a diet product she wants to sell you. And when you can't lose weight, you're just going to feel bad about yourself.
I don't think we ever got confirmation on what that diet product was going to be, right?
It's probably some sort of tummy tea or something.
But it was going to be something she was selling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you just have to be on the lookout on Kylie Jenner's Instagram account for her selling something.
Please She's going to be selling you some.
Yeah.
Don't take it. You'll feel terrible about yourself.
That's probably not going to work, so don't do it.
Yeah.
Blinded by the item.
This one I bet you guys read last week, but I don't know if you got it right.
Oh, you never know.
You never know. Now this is confirmed. Let's revisit something that was published on May 9th. This A-list actress starred in an iconic role for an iconic television show. She was also pregnant quite often, almost every day. She was the biggest of Karens this weekend and left people in tears. She really has become a lot less nice over the years.
Mm. Oh, I don't think we did this one, but now I'm trying to remember if I even saw this one.
Okay.
So it's an old TV show person?
Well, yes, technically, if we're going by the actual timeline, this show is classic now.
Okay, and she was pregnant a lot?
Well, metaphorically.
Oh.
Or just like allegedly, supposedly.
Wait.
Not even in metaphors. Lots of tabloids were very concerned about the parental status of this actress.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Fill in the blanks.
So Jennifer Aniston was the biggest of Karens over the weekend and left people in tears. Anti-lawyer says Jennifer Aniston has become a lot less nice over the years.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I wonder what she did that was so Karen-like. I bet she was talking to a lot of managers. Okay.
I
don't find it to be odd at all that she would be a not that. I mean, like, I think people would be shocked if they believe the idea about Jennifer Aniston they've been sold in tabloids, right? But as we all know, people are often not what they always appear to be in their public-facing career.
Because in Hollywood,
nothing is real and everyone smokes puff puff.
What else you got there, Halls?
Blinded by the item.
Don't know who this is about, but let's just have fun with it,
you guys. Bat it around.
Anti-lawyer saw that this permanent A-list singer in a permanent A-list group, although the group often got forgotten, recently did a photo shoot. Anti-lawyer wonders in his older years now if he still only wears underwear for hair and makeup.
Oh. Okay.
So
this is a male singer?
Yeah.
Like a boy bander?
No idea.
Oh.
But a permanent A-list singer in a permanent A-list group, but even though the group is permanent A-list, we don't really think about them that much.
Mm. I mean, honestly, I think Justin Timberlake.
I don't think that Justin Timberlake would rank this high.
True. Good point.
So this is probably like somebody old school.
Yeah.
But it's not like a Rolling Stones because we know the Rolling Stones more than any one individual.
Yeah. And, you know,
we're thinking less about the backup.
And it's more backup, about the main person.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now,
And so it's a guy who likes to sit in his undies.
I have an idea on who this could be.
Don't say Phil Collins. I'm done.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Let's ding that. But okay. There's also somebody else that I was thinking of who is in a little older than Phil Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a little older than Phil Collins?
Yes. And this person was in a group for some time, but we know them much more for their work as a solo artist.
Lionel Richie.
No, but that's really good. That's actually a good one, too. That's really good.
That fits.
Yeah. I mean, so let's give it a ding.
Yeah, we'll ding that.
Yeah, because he was a member of the Commodores.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what genre are you thinking of this other person that's a little bit older than Phil Collins?
Rock and or roll. Mm-hmm. Back in the 70s, this person asked a very important question in the form of a song.
Who let the dogs out?
Sting?
Oh, that's a good one, too, though.
That is good. Let's do that. Yeah.
I mean, turns out there's a lot more singers who...
But I don't think that the Police have been forgotten.
No, certainly not.
All right. So a very important question.
A very important question in the 70s.
Via song. Mm-hmm.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Tom Jones?
No.
Oh my gosh, I would like to. I'll do his makeup and his hair.
All over.
Everywhere.
Tom Jones Manscaping.
Oh man, I love him.
Oh god, that would be a week-long job.
I'll take
taking
it.
You just need some clippers.
Brought to you by John Deere.
Stop, you guys, that's mean.
No, this
okay, Holly,
person.
Just tell us, because I don't know if we'll ever
John
get there.
John Deere. What is it, Halls?
Rod Stewart, maybe.
Oh! Do you think I'm sexy? Uh-huh.
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on, sugar, let me know.
Thank you, Bradley.
Yeah, who knows? I feel like he's kind of become a lot more tame in his twilight years, being that he's the type of guy that tours with his toy train set.
I love that.
In another room that he brings along with him.
Bradley, that would be your dream job, I think. To be the keeper of Rod Stewart's train set.
That sounds so pathetic.
Like the person who has to set it up.
I get to keep the train set for Rod Stewart.
And set it up in every single place he goes. That's like on his rider.
Yeah, because it's not only Rod Stewart who's an elder rock star who's into toy trains. It's also Neil Young. You could make a whole thing
for yourself. I bet
there's,
yeah, because that's like an old dude kind of thing. I was going to say, like, I bet Wayne Newton's got a train set.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Jones.
Probably.
I'd ride it. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to talk about a publationship. What's a publationship?
Relationship for publicity.
We're going to talk about Carr Davidson when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, okay. My Talk 107.1. Yes! Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Well, hello.
Thanks for showing up. We've got a little publationship to talk about. This is like the number one publationship of the moment.
Well, only because Jennifer Aganifer, although most of us care mostly about Jennifer, that's fine. They, you know, should be number one, but crickets.
They're like taking a nap for now.
Crickets.
I know. They need to up their game.
You know who is not needing to up their game?
Carr Davidson!
I don't know why I'm yelling, but I do have an exclusive story from my peeps with their ears on the ground. And by peeps, I mean Us Weekly. So there was a story over in Us Weekly with the headline, Kris Jenner is not Pete Davidson's new manager despite leaving his management company, you guys.
Sure.
That's a weird headline, right? Like... Mm-hmm. No, Colleen is not one of the wealthiest people in the world, although she is sitting on lots and lots of money, right? Like, this is one of those stories that, like, somebody who wants you to think something
right.
would say because they want you to think that thing.
Right.
So my point is, there was no one asking. Yet somebody showed up to tell. And whenever.
Sounds like they went to the Gwyneth Paltrow school of talking.
And whenever that happens, it makes me wonder, who wants me to know these things? So, and it's an exclusive, Colleen, which means what?
The call is coming from Kris Jenner.
Well, yes. In this case, I would say it's probably a call coming from Car Jenner Enterprises, LLC. Because the story is, rumors were that Pete Davidson signed up with the Kris Jenner, and this came because somebody named Morgan, not somebody, a woman named Morgan Page, who does the TikTok, Morgan's Pop Talks podcast, said Kris Jenner might be managing a new celebrity client. When I tell you, I am shook to the core. She then shared a clip from her podcast in which her guest claims our sources are saying it's going to be Kris Jenner, meaning Pete Davidson's new manager will be Kris Jenner.
Listen, I'm trying to remember what we talked about where I had this sudden awareness that maybe part of the Kardashian plan is to suck men into their web, and then then they become clients of Kris Jenner's, because you'll remember that's happened.
Wow, thank you for that scintillating account.
Scott Disick is managed by her.
So the story, just to like finish the like what Us Weekly purports to tell us. So they've got this podcast where somebody says that Pete Davidson is going to work with Kris Jenner. Well, that's great, and I'm sure it's a wonderful podcast. But that to me is no different than us speculating on half a dozen things. Why is Us Weekly then giving us an exclusive? Well, the exclusive part comes from, however, a source close to the momager denied reports. Kris is not Pete's manager. Why would somebody on Kris's team need to
dispel a rumor
that's not coming from Us Weekly,
right?
That's coming from somebody who said something on the internet, which again, no shame in that game. We do it every day from noon to three. It's just that if I saw Us show up in an Us Weekly column being refuted by Kris Jenner, I'd be like, we must have hit a nerve.
Right?
And why did we hit a nerve? Because the story goes on to tell that, well, you know, Kris gives him advice, but she's not his manager. Is there a difference, really?
I mean, I think the difference is in the billing.
Yeah, the difference is in the perception. They don't want you to think that that's the case. Why? Because then that tells the tale that we tell on our show from noon to three, which Us Weekly should give us an exclusive.
Thank you.
Nothing is real and everyone smokes. Like, Kris Jenner may not want you to think that she's Pete Davidson's manager, but do you believe that she's giving Pete Davidson career advice? I mean, you need look no further, if I remember correctly, than like 5 seconds after he started dating Kim, he's showing up in like national ad campaigns. Yes. Like, you want me to believe that none of those two things are connected.
Right.
That Kris Jenner didn't, you know, say, hey, call this person. Hey, you want to, like, change the trajectory of your career and go more, I don't know, whatever you'd call it, whatever he's doing, mainstream, what have you. And all of a sudden, he's in ad campaigns. I mean, it just is so obvious, as we would say.
It is so obvious. It is so obvious. And also, I mean, that is part of, we've talked about this before. It all makes so much sense in my brain that I'm trying to say it in a way that makes sense in everybody else's brain as well. But that's the thing about the Kardashians, is they have built an empire based on how their public image is constructed through their reality show. Yeah. And so it would make sense that then anybody who joins into their reality then becomes a client of Kris Jenner,
and
right?
He would be dumb not to her as a manager. I'm not saying that, like, because that's the other thing. I was like, why are they pushing back on this? Because is that a bad thing? I mean, she's a strong-ass woman who has made billions, quite literally, or helped facilitate billions of dollars, well, at least perceived billions. I would imagine hundreds of millions of dollars for her family. Like, You would not be dumb to go ask her for some advice.
Well, and we also know, I mean, she was doing that for Kanye too. We know that. That was all above board. That the Sunday services were her idea. He said as much. So it's not like there isn't precedent for that. So to your point, pushing back on it, for why?
Yeah. I think it's like to weirdly like have plausible deniability, but also be like, yeah, yeah, people like Pete Davidson. Mm-hmm. People think that Kris Jenner, you know, like that she would be at the level of managing a, you know, Pete Davidson. Well, I don't think you need to prove that those bona fides anymore, Kris Jenner, because I think, I mean, again, he would not be harmed by having her as a manager.
Right.
I would think, but...
Right? Well, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, it is officially summer feeling outside.
summer feeling.
So, what is your summer flavor? 651-641-1071. When summer happens, what's going in your mouth? That didn't sound good.
What?
651.
Okay, you need to work.